End of course test.
We're talking to Alex Ray, who owns a company which developed a product called Quick Drop. This is basically a delivery box attached to the outside wall of your house for when people can't stay in to receive goods. Alex, welcome.
Hello.
So how did you get the idea for Quick Drop?
Well, it was really to solve a problem that I had. I was working long hours, but I often had things sent to me through the post, like books and journals, that were too big for my letterbox. The postman had nowhere to leave them, so I always had to make a special trip to the post office to pick them up. I always used to think there must be some way to create a secure place for the postman to leave them. Then later I got into doing my food shopping online and I had the same problem. They could never deliver the groceries at a time I could be in.
So the solution was the Quick Drop?
That's right. I was sure there was a market for it, so I designed the product and then tried to find someone to produce it. Getting the money to start up wasn't easy at first. No bank was willing to lend me the money, so I just scraped together some of my savings. Luckily, I'd recently inherited some money from a grandparent.
And was it easy to find someone to manufacture it?
Again, not at first. I talked to a company which makes security locks who were willing to make the locking system but not the actual delivery box. In the end, I found a company who had put together the whole thing for me. Mostly, they make waste bins and litter bins, so it didn't sound very attractive. But they produce other containers as well, like removal crates, and Quick Drop seemed an exciting new step for them.
We're talking to Alex Ray, who owns a company which developed a product called Quick Drop. This is basically a delivery box attached to the outside wall of your house for when people can't stay in to receive goods. Alex, welcome.
Hello.
So how did you get the idea for Quick Drop?
Well, it was really to solve a problem that I had. I was working long hours, but I often had things sent to me through the post, like books and journals, that were too big for my letterbox. The postman had nowhere to leave them, so I always had to make a special trip to the post office to pick them up. I always used to think there must be some way to create a secure place for the postman to leave them. Then later I got into doing my food shopping online and I had the same problem. They could never deliver the groceries at a time I could be in.
So the solution was the Quick Drop?
That's right. I was sure there was a market for it, so I designed the product and then tried to find someone to produce it. Getting the money to start up wasn't easy at first. No bank was willing to lend me the money, so I just scraped together some of my savings. Luckily, I'd recently inherited some money from a grandparent.
And was it easy to find someone to manufacture it?
Again, not at first. I talked to a company which makes security locks who were willing to make the locking system but not the actual delivery box. In the end, I found a company who had put together the whole thing for me. Mostly, they make waste bins and litter bins, so it didn't sound very attractive. But they produce other containers as well, like removal crates, and Quick Drop seemed an exciting new step for them.
So, tell us more about the product. How does it work?
Well, it's basically a plastic box which you can lock and unlock using a PIN number. If you give this to your local supermarket, they'll be able to deliver your shopping any time you're out by leaving it in the box. It can really save you money in the long run because you can choose delivery slots which are cheaper, like midweek in the afternoon. The other businesses who really find Quick Drop useful are courier companies because, again, if you're expecting a parcel, you can just give the number to them. The first model we made was just a simple container. Then we went on to our second model, which contains a refrigerated compartment for frozen food.
And that's much more expensive?
No, not much, but the installation fee is quite a bit more because it's more complicated to put the electric cables through to the Quick Drop box.
How well are the goods protected? I mean, suppose there is a storm. Can water get in?
Absolutely not. Nothing inside can spoil. The box is completely weatherproof.
Well, it seems great for people who live in houses, but I live in a flat, so I couldn't have one of these, could I?
Well, I think you could if you could find a secure place for it.
What if I want the version with the refrigeration compartment and I live on the top floor of my block? You can't put the cables through into my flat.
True, that is a problem. But I think you'd be very interested in the new version that we're working on at the moment. We're planning to do away with the electric cables and produce a version which runs on solar panels.
Wow, that's really something for the 21st century. Very impressive. I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
So, tell us more about the product. How does it work?
Well, it's basically a plastic box which you can lock and unlock using a PIN number. If you give this to your local supermarket, they'll be able to deliver your shopping any time you're out by leaving it in the box. It can really save you money in the long run because you can choose delivery slots which are cheaper, like midweek in the afternoon. The other businesses who really find QuickDrop useful are courier companies because, again, if you're expecting a parcel, you can just give the number to them. The first model we made was just a simple container. Then we went on to our second model, which contains a refrigerated compartment for frozen food.
And that's much more expensive?
No, not much, but the installation fee is quite a bit more because it's more complicated to put the electric cables through to the QuickDrop box.
How well are the goods protected? I mean, suppose there is a storm. Can water get in?
Absolutely not. Nothing inside can spoil. The box is completely weatherproof.
Well, it seems great for people who live in houses, but I live in a flat, so I couldn't have one of these, could I?
Well, I think you could if you could find a secure place for it.
What if I want the version with the refrigeration compartment and I live on the top floor of my block? You can't put the cables through into my flat.
True, that is a problem. But I think you'd be very interested in the new version that we're working on at the moment. We're planning to do away with the electric cables and produce a version which runs on solar panels.
Wow, that's really something for the 21st century. Very impressive. I wish you good luck.
Thank you.